Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Strange Days Are Among Us. Strange days are among us. Maybe strange things are happening to you right now. Maybe there's a lot of strange events that's going on around you right now. If I would ask you, is there something strange happening to you? Maybe when you're sleeping. Maybe when you're home alone, maybe something strange is happening to you. Yes, maybe strange things are happening to your home. Some people I know, a lot of strange things happen inside their home or happen around their homes. Yes, strange days are among us. Maybe strange things are happening in public places. Maybe you're going to a public place and you see some strange things happening. And strange things, yes, are happening among you because strange days are among us. Strange things are happening in America today. Strange weather events. There's strange things happening to our food supply. Strange things are happening all around us. There's strange weather. There's strange people. You notice people are getting more strange? Strange days are among us. Yes, yeah, strange days have found us. And strange days have tracked us down. These strange days are tracking us down. They're coming after us. Whatever you thought was normal is no longer normal. Whatever you thought was in the ordinary is now inordinary. Whatever you thought that should have been normal is now strange. Yes. Strange days have tracked us down and they're going to destroy us and they're going to take our casual joys. But what do? We keep going on and we keep playing. We don't worry about it. We don't care. Strange eyes have filled the rooms. Yes, strange voices have filled our heads. How many of you today, you hear strange voices? Yes, strange days have found us. The thought that the strange hour that we live in, the thought that we linger alone, and why we are so confused, and why are our memories misused? Strange days have found us, and strange days are following you. The Bible talks a lot about strange events. The Bible talks about these strange days. Yes, these strange events, the Bible talks there's going to be a lot of strange people, men and women. There are strange gods or strange deities, the Bible talks about. There's so many different strange languages and strange teachings. Yes, with strange doctrines. Yes, strange things were happening in the Bible just like today. Did you know when Jesus Christ, when He came upon the scene, when Jesus demonstrated the power and the authority of God alone, they thought that He was very strange. They thought that He was very strange. In Luke chapter 5, verse 26, and they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." You see, they were witnessing these strange events. Indeed, how strange it was that the Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, should have become a man. Very strange, concerning Himself with the pitiful ailments of the flesh. These strange things and these strange events, it was the strangest, but it was also the most wonderful thing that has happened. You see, when Jesus Christ, when He came upon the scene, it was the strangest, but the most wonderful thing that ever happened. These strange things are happening to us in America today. Yes, these strange events, these strange days, everything seems to be strange, strange weather. Oh my gosh, people are becoming more strange. These strange days have tracked us down. But I'm telling you, among these strange days, some of the wonderful events could actually happen. Indeed, how strange it was to see Jesus. How strange it was when Jesus, when He raised the man who was paralyzed. It was strange to see this man that had so much power to forgive sins. It was strange to see this man who rose up, that He took up the bed that He was lying on, and that He departed the house. It was strange. Yes, the Bible says, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise up and walk. How strange it was to see this man rise up and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. How strange it was to see this man named Jesus Christ to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go on to your house. Immediately He rose up before them. He took up what He had been lying on and departed His own house, glorifying God, and they were all amazed. How strange this was. And they glorified God, and they were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Yes, in Luke 5:23-26. It was strange to see Jesus Christ heal. I'm here to tell you that strange days are among America today. Strange days are among us. And you might say, Pastor Dean, a lot of strange things are happening around the world. There's a lot of strange things that are happening around the world. Don't be surprised, the Bible says, when these strange days come upon you. Don't be surprised. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, it says, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for testing, as though some strange thing was happening to you. Yes, there's many strange things that are happening today in this nation. There's many strange things that are happening to people today. There's unexplainable things that are happening. Very strange events that are taking place. Very strange things are infiltrated in America. The Bible says, do not be surprised when these strange things happen. Do not be surprised when strange things are happening around the world. First, He intimates that it is not a strange, unusual thing for the people of God to be persecuted. It wasn't strange. And secondly, Peter was saying that if they suffer here as Christ did, they should hereafter be glorified with Him. And thirdly, besides the prospect of the future glory, they had to present the Spirit of God for the supporting comfort. And fourthly, that it was an honor for any of them to suffer, not as a malefactor, but as a Christian. And fifthly, though the afflictions begin with the Christians, yet the weight of the storm would fall upon the unbelievers. And from these considerations, He exhorted them to persevere in their duties and trust all events with God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Strange things are happening. Everything is becoming strange. You are looking strange to me. I'm probably looking a little strange to you these days. Yes, these strange days are coming upon us. You look really strange to me the way you worship your cell phone. I can't believe that the strange TV that just came out. Look how strange our cars are becoming. People are looking strange to me. They're different. Your houses that are made out of all Chinese products are strange to me. I used to like the all wooden houses, but they're strange. The plywood from China, and that's wrapped around with the Chinese drywall, and it's really strange going to these stores. They're really big with this new system of this cashless society where everything's cashless society. Everything is strange. I'm entering into this matrix. It's really strange when I go in the city and I see all these cameras now upon me. All these cameras are upon me, watching me. These strange days are upon us. I'm entering into a sci-fi movie. It's the Matrix. You ever sit down and watch a sci-fi movie and how strange it is? Strange days are among us because we have taken Jesus Christ out of this nation. But don't be surprised. The Bible says things were strange in the Bible. These strange days happen among Jesus' day. When Jesus arose on the scene, they said, "We have seen strange things today." But it was the paradox here is that it was a wonderful thing. When they saw Jesus, it was so wonderful. When they saw Jesus, it was unthought of. When they saw Jesus, it was unexpected. And these strange days, when Jesus brought these strange days, it was so incredible to the carnal reasoning. They said, "Strange days, we have seen strange things today. We have seen unbelievable, wonderful things today, and that we were never seen before." These strange days are going to be wonderful days. It's going to be at a time that you are at a crossroad to tap into Jesus Christ. The more you see these strange days, get ready for this unexpected, incredible things to happen. Things that you have never seen, nor even known before. As that a man who was so enfeeble by the palsy that he was obliged to be carried on a bed by four men, yet on a sudden, by the word speaking of Jesus Christ, he rose up and he carried his bed on his back and he went home. Oh my gosh, they have seen strange days. These strange days, these wonderful days. Yes, they were not just strange days of evil, but they were strange days of miracles also coming. These strange days of evil that's moving in this world and on America. Yes, among these strange days, there's going to be strange days of miracles. There's going to be strange days when miracles are going to happen to some folks and you're not going to believe it. Yes, strange days are among us. America have entered into some strange days. And yes, these strange days today are among us. These strange days have found us. These strange days have tracked us down. Yes, in these strange days that can be the most wonderful and thought of. If we turn to Jesus Christ, if we turn to Jesus Christ today, you are looking very strange to me today. You are very strange. I don't know what to say when I look at you. You're like, you're really far out, dude. Far out. You can't even talk to a human anymore because you just hide behind your computer. You can't talk to me because you hide behind your iPhone. You're really strange to me. You're not even a human. You have literally turned into a robot. You know that Android phone? Now you're now a walking Android. You're a zombie. These strange days are upon us. Yes, but don't be surprised when strange days come upon you, the Bible says, because There's going to be a lot of people who worship strange gods, false idols. There's going to be a lot of strange teachings that are going to be happening around you. And there's going to be a lot of strange things that are going to be happening. But the Bible says, don't be surprised when strange things happen to you. Don't be surprised when you're persecuted. Yes, the Bible says in Proverbs 23:33, your eyes will see strange things and your mind will utter perverse things. You see, back in that day, they were all drunks. Back in that day, they're a bunch of drunks. They're high on, we'll say, whiskey that time, or they were high on weed, but the Bible says they were inflamed with wine, and when they looked at women, and when they looked at other men's wives, and they lusted after them, or harlots whom seeking after or meeting them, when in their cups are drawn into their embraces, yes, when their excessive drinking of wine, they led to their whoredom. Yes, they became whores, and the Bible says that they started seeing strange things. They were drunken men and drunken women. Yes, these strange things that people are going to start to see through the lunges and the vapors that ascend in their brain. You see, you're going to start seeing strange things because your brain is being transformed by your mainstream media. Your mind is being taken over by the food that you eat. Yes, you are going to start seeing strange things. And so many others, just like a drunken man. Though the lunges and the vapors and all these chemicals that are entering into your body and all these things you're drinking are going into your brain and all these fantasies that are being manipulated and poured out to you from the mainstream television, you are going to start fancying, you are going to start wanting to see strange sights. Some of you, you've already saw UFOs, you tell me. Some of you, the aliens have come down and they've already abducted you because you have seen strange things because strange days are among us. Yes, he sees things double. Some of you are going to have double vision. Some of you are even going to imagine that you see trees walking as much such like an absurd and monstrous thing. Some of you might even see monsters. Some of you, you've entered into the sci-fi movie and your heart will now utter perverse things and you will only want to see strange things. Some of you, your mind has been programmed only to see strange and perverse things. You are strange and everything comes out of your mouth is strange, and from the abundance of your heart is strange, and whatever you're imagining is strange. Yes, these things shall be uttered things contrary to the sense of reason. You will lose your reason. You will lose everything. America, strange days upon you, and you are losing truth and righteousness. Because the only thing that you want to see is strange things. You don't want to see pure and good things. You would rather look for an alien coming from outer space than to see the beauty of God's creation here on earth. Contrary to God and men, the mouth then utter all that is in the heart, these strange and perverse things. Yes. You are going to start seeing strange things because your mind is corrupt. Because you love Satan. Yes, strange things are happening to us because we are creating these strange things. Things don't have to be strange if we would follow the Ten Commandments. Things don't have to be strange if we would... Wives would honor their husbands and husbands love their wives. Things don't have to be strange when we honor Jesus Christ and put Jesus back in this nation. But because you love Satan, strange days are upon us. Strange days have found us. As through strange hours, as though we linger alone, our bodies are confused, our memories are misused, as we run from the day to the strange night of stone. Strange days are upon us, and your brain will now ascend into these vapors, and you're just like a drunken man or a zombie. And now, because your mind has turned into an android from your smartphone that has made you more stupid, yes, these strange vapors are entering into your mind, and thine heart shall utter strange things, and you shall utter perverse things. Yes, strange days are upon us. And Acts chapter 17, verse 20, for you are bringing some strange things to our ears, so that we want to know these things mean. You need to understand it was so strange back in the days of Acts. It was so strange in the society when Jesus came. As when Jesus was normal, they looked at him as strange. Some of you are very normal and the society is very strange, but they look at you as strange and they act like they're normal. It's like this reverse dichotomy. They say, you are strange because you love Jesus. Everything that you're saying about Jesus seems strange to my ear. I never heard this thing about Jesus. I went to church all my life. I didn't hear one word about Jesus. All these church worshipers is what they are. They want this one world church. They're church worshipers. But they don't mention one thing about Jesus Christ and the sovereign Jesus. Yes, and so back in that day of Acts, there were certain strange things. Literally, something pertaining to a foreign country or people. When Paul started talking about Jesus Christ, it was very unusual. It was very remarkable to these people, in which they were not even accustomed to hear. They didn't, all these philosophers and these religious teachers, they didn't hear such a precious thing of Jesus. Jesus. How strange Jesus is today among American people. How strange Jesus is. Yeah, strange days are among us. Strange days are following us today. Strange days are tracking us down. And strange days are going to destroy you. And strange days are going to take your casual joys. And strange days, but you don't care. You go on and you worship 666, the beast. You worship your iPhones. More evil is entering into America through our televisions. Very evil and strange television shows are taking over your bodies, taking over your minds. You are like a drunken person. You now only see strange things. You're inflamed. You're inflamed with these strange things. These vapors are now entering into your brain. And the only thing you fancy today is strange things. The only thing you want to see is strange sights. Yes. You imagine things that are not even real. You imagine things that are not even true. And you imagine things that don't even exist. Because your brain is now strange and your heart is perverse. You don't want to see goodness. You only want to see filthy and obscene strange things. And no, you don't want a decent Proverbs 31 woman. You want a strange woman. You don't want goodness. You want strange things. Yes, you fancy after strange gods. And you fancy after strange people. Yes, strange days are among us. Strange days are among America today. And you are very strange to me. You're strange. You know why you're strange? Because you don't even look to Jesus anymore. You are one strange individual. And I know some of you think I'm strange, but that's fine. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus. This wonderful, strange Jesus. This Jesus who was so wonderful, He did all these wonderful, strange miracles. It was something that people have never seen before. It was very wonderful, and yes, it was strange. This Jesus is, who is now in America has become strange, is the kind of Jesus that we need. This Jesus who does unexpected, unthoughtful, incredible things. We need Jesus, and we need Him now.